Good evening, Buccaneer fans, and this is Raymond James Stadium, and that's the first time we've been able to say that in 2 years, at least in the regular season. Primetime national television has come back to Raymond James Stadium and the Buccaneers. It's Thursday Night Football, Bucs against the Panthers. I'm Scott Smith of Buccaneers.com. This is TJ Reeves of the Buccaneers Radio Network, your sideline reporter. TJ, there's no point in sugarcoating an 0-6 record, but that doesn't stop this from being an exciting night. The NFL Network set is right here.
Is there any truth to the rumor that this is not because of 99, who's sitting right over there, and the guys on that set, but it's because the Scott Smith is down here on Buccaneers? That we're under the lights tonight. There's no truth, no confirmation of that whatsoever here.
No truth to that rumor. We got, not only do we have Warren Sapp over here, Simeon Rice, Dave Moore, Anthony McFarland, a bunch of Buccaneers are back for this. And this kind of atmosphere brings out that kind of, involvement from your former players, because no matter the record, it is an exciting night.
Well, sure. I mean, you dream as a player for the opportunity to come and play primetime games where you are the only NFL game that is going to be going on. And that's the case here this evening, where there are fans all over the NFL, players on other teams, family members, etc., that get to see you play in situations like this. And we'll do another one in a couple of weeks with the Miami Monday night game, where you're the only game. So obviously it is a big deal, and it should be a source of motivation. I mean, a lot of people would ask, do you need motivation at this point? Maybe it's extra motivation to come out under the lights tonight.
I think you need it, because the players had almost no time off between their last game and this one. We know how rugged the NFL game is. A lot of these guys are banged up, and it usually takes them a week to get ready for the next game. And they didn't have any. They had basically one practice. They didn't run it at full speed. Of course, the same is true for the Panthers. But you get here on this night, and I bet the atmosphere probably gets these guys psyched up to play.
Well, and interesting, it was 52 weeks ago. It was the same week a year ago that this team traveled on the 3 days rest up to Minnesota and played tremendous football on both sides of the ball. Yeah. So, again, it's the NFL. You don't know exactly what you're going to get. How sharp is Carolina going to be as the road team at the beginning of this game on 3 days rest? Not that long of a plane flight. But, again, advantage Buccaneers that it's a home game. You practiced in your own facility yesterday. You stayed at home last night, and you didn't have to get on an airplane yesterday. So that should be advantage Buccaneers in that regard. But, again, I hearken back to a year ago in the Metrodome, and that was off the heartbreaking home loss to the Saints, where they came out and really put four quarters together. So a lot of the players that are on this roster from last year have a positive experience to dwell on.
And TJ, though, this is a new experience for Mike Glennon, the Buccaneers starting quarterback. It's his fourth start. He's been through one hurdle after another.
Another blast. Go ahead.
He's had his first start.
Yep.
He had his first road start. Actually thought he played pretty well in Atlanta, and now he's got his first primetime game with the rest of the league watching. He didn't have much time during the week to prepare for this, but I think the kid has shown a lot of poise, and I expect him actually to play pretty well tonight.
Well, and one of the things that's going to be key is protecting him, and even protecting him against the blitz. And I know you want to get into this a little bit. With Doug Martin now not in there, and Mike James and Brian Leonard in there, they are critical, not just in carrying the ball or catching the ball, but, Scott, they've got to be able to pick up the blitz and pick up pass rushers to keep them off of Mike Glennon in this football game. And Mike James did it a couple of times dramatically on the touchdown to Vincent Jackson. I don't know how much of a block it was as opposed to get in the way and impede the guy, but he got the job
done.
You're going to have to pick up blitzers and pass rushers tonight to help this guy out.
Well, and you say blitzers and pass rushers because the Panthers have such a good front four that they basically haven't blitzed as much as most teams and still have racked up 19 sacks this season. Both of their defensive ends, Greg Hardy and Charles Johnson, have played well, and they drafted the two defensive tackles, Star Lutalele and Kawan Short, and those rookies have both played very well. They're not necessarily your sack guys, but they're occupying blockers, which is helping the guys on the ends. And the Panthers are without Dwan Edwards, who is nominally a starter for them, but I don't think they're particularly worried about it. They didn't even keep Sione Fua. Not sure if I got that one right. They didn't even keep him active, even though he's not hurt. And I think that just speaks to how well those two rookies have played in the middle.
Well, and again, Buccaneers are going to have a challenge not only running against that front seven, but keeping the front four off of Mike Glennon in this game so that he's got time to find the second receiver, the third receiver, et cetera, in this game. So that's going to be one of the keys in there tonight. And back on the defensive side of the ball, by the way, they're testing out the cannons. That's three for a field goal if that were to happen. I think the ones were for the extra points. I don't know if we had scored earlier. But for the Buccaneer defense in this game, it's kind of the same thing with Cam Newton. Disrupt him. knock him down, pressure him, and he's a big guy to try to get on the ground. I remember in both of the matchups last year, they got to him, got hands on him, but had trouble getting him on the ground because he's 6'5", 230, 235. So that's going to be one of the keys. Turnabout is fair play here. You know, maybe they can enlist the help of 99 or Simeon Rice or one of those guys if they have any ability left to come get after Cam Newton. They would probably love to do
it. The thing about him, though, is a lot of times these most mobile quarterbacks do end up getting sacked a number of times because they extend plays. And if your guys are hustling, which players like Adrian Claiborne and Gerald McCoy are known to do, you get some hustle sacks. And like I said, he's been sacked 18 times. The Panthers' interior line is already on their third and fourth guard. To their first two guys, Gary Williams and Amini Silatula. Boy, we've had some tough names
tonight.
You're
doing well with those.
They're both out already for the year, and I think they might be susceptible a little bit to the pass rush.
You're doing well in Samoan tonight, and so we rock on here with this. And look, another part of the whole thing is going to be the read option. You know, they used the read option the last couple of years, but I thought it was interesting. I was talking with Dave Moore, our radio analyst, who has now, I believe, watched every game Carolina's played on the game tape, and he says, hey, I'm seeing about 10% read option out of Mike Shula calling the plays as opposed
Mike
to Rob
Shula.
Chizinski. Yes, Mike Shula back as the play caller tonight. He says, I don't see very much of that read option. Yes, they're in shotgun a bunch, but they're not using the read option with D'Angelo Williams as much as they are lining up in the I formation or the split I and handing it to him. So they've modified that some in the game, and I thought that's interesting for the game plan and getting after the Panthers on defense.
Yeah, well, in terms of the Buccaneers defense, we ought to mention that Deshaun Goldson is out. He's not going to play due to his knee injury. That's a big blow for the Buccaneers, obviously, but Mark Barron, who was also banged up during the week, is going to play, so that's good. Mike Williams is going to play. He was a little bit of a concern. They promoted Sky Dawson, the young receiver from the practice squad, maybe because both Mike Williams and Chris Owusu were questionable for this game. Owusu's not going to be able to play. Mike is, but maybe they're still a little bit concerned. They got a little bit more depth there with Sky Williams.
Well, and, you know, keep in mind, Williams had some effectiveness, in the game last week, but you wonder how much he can go down the field, et cetera, over and over again, running routes, even if the ball's not being thrown to him with that hamstring.
That's what Vincent Jackson's for, right, with his two
and
straight
targeted
games.
Targeted 22 times last week, not just the receptions, but 22 times Mike Glennon was looking his way. And look, you brought this guy in. He's a Pro Bowl receiver. You want to feed him. You want to feed him, but maybe 22 is too much.
Well, if he's the first look and he's open, then you throw
totally
to him, right? Well, you mentioned Mike Shula, who was the Bucs offensive coordinator back in the 90s under Tony Dungy, and I'm going to take a couple leaps here to get us to pick the click, which I am going to participate in.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Mike Shula loved to run the ball. I'm sure
right.
you remember that.
Right.
It was considered a very conservative offense.
Though it was known that way. Yeah.
Carolina has a very run-oriented offense, partially because they have a quarterback that can run. They're seventh in the league in running. Cam Newton's been very efficient throwing the ball, don't get me wrong, but you know they like to run the ball. So I'm thinking they're going to be trying to establish a run, and the guy for the Buccaneers defense who showed last week that if you want to run on him, you better find out where he is and stay away from him. Levante David, number 54. He was all over the field, especially in the first half. I'm thinking he builds on that, shows it in front of a national audience, builds his Pro Bowl profile this week.
I love that pick to click. So that means I've got to go offense. It would probably be easiest to say Vincent Jackson. I'll say Vincent Jackson. I think Vincent Jackson has another big night tonight. I think that he's going to be targeted a bunch. He's got the ability to go down the field. And Vincent even knows he had a couple of balls last week that he should have caught, and he would have had even a more monster game. So I'll go on the offensive side of the ball, another 100-yard game and at least one touchdown. How about that for a prediction on pick-to-click from Vincent Jackson?
I like it, DJ. And another thing you should note there is that Josh Thomas, one of their starting cornerbacks, is out due to illness, which is a little bit of a surprise. He was sick all week, but he was probable on the injury report, and it's rare for a probable guy to be inactive. So maybe that's another good sign for Vincent Jackson. Hopefully that's another good sign for the Buccaneers as they seek their first victory of the season tonight at Raymond James Stadium as nationally televised primetime comes back to the Buccaneers here at Raymond James Stadium. Watch it tonight on Buccaneers.com. Follow the action and listen on the Buccaneers Radio Network along with TJ Reeves as your sideline reporter.